Well, Martin, first of all, I suppose a case of mission accomplished, a 3 points winning margin, tough enough, but you come out on the right side.
Yeah, look, it was all about getting into the quarterfinals. There's a lot of aspects to improving our performance. It was probably our poorest performance. I did three games, but there's plenty to work on. McCool's put it up to us there tonight. Very impressed with the start of the game. It was a knockout for them, I know, so they had to win, and they laid their mark early on, and it was a good championship game, so it was.
Yeah, they got off to that great start, and they got those couple of quick points, and then you got the penalty, and, you know, things were looking up, and unfortunately Kieran just didn't connect right with it.
No, it was a poor penalty. Now, he'd be the first to say it himself. Look, we missed a lot, not just besides the penalty. We thought we missed a lot, an awful lot in the first half with a few very bad wides.
We'd want 8 in all, I think, in the first half.
I believe that, and all scorable chances too, probably. They're bad misses, and now we had another goal chance. There was a great block on the line there from McCool's defender. So we had chances. Now we should have been further ahead at half time than we were, but we're still happy enough with the position we were in as regards the game. Mm-hmm. We felt we had control of the game throughout. So
yeah, the hairdryer must be out at half time, because you came out all guns blazing, added three quick points, actually four, in the space of what, 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah, because with them score, we as I said, we could have had them scores just as handily in the first half. I don't think we played that much different in the second half. We got the scores just whereas they were going the wrong side of the post in the first half, a few bad misses, but look, it made the game of that a little bit easier for us. The good start to the second half, we could manage the game much better. We let them back into it later on, right, but we were down 14 men at that stage, and look, if we were through at that stage, I think we could have lost Benton up to 3 or 4 points, and we still topped the group tonight. So that's in the back of your mind too, in situations like that, and maybe our mind was on next week for the last 10-15 minutes there already.
Yeah, because you started taking off players, you know, and I suppose you showed the strength and depth you have tonight. You brought on the likes of Owen Wade, you were even to take off Marty Boyle, experienced players. You took off Anthony Thompson late on as well.
Yeah, look, we're going, no matter what 15 we go with, we know we're going to have 6 very good options on the bench, with whatever subs are on the bench. They're all viable options, and look at, we'll have a look at who we draw tomorrow night, and we'll base our team on that there as well.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, you're one of the contenders for the championship. That's something that was put on your back at the start of the year, and obviously you're through to the quarter final now, and you can do no more than that.
No, look, we'd like to think we're up there. We've every chance. We feel on our day we're as good as any opposition out there, but also on our day we're beatable by any team. As we'd have shown in the past too, many team put it up to us. But look, we're in the quarter final. We take it game by game, and hopefully this time next week we'll be through to a semi-final.
Yeah, and you have to be happy with young Jack McKelvey. Put him on Oisín Gallan tonight, and he did a good job on him.
Jack's been fabulous for us this year. He was in with the under-20s there all year, and from the first day he came back to us from the 20s, I thought he was in brilliant shape. Look, you can see the work that the under-20s done with him. He's in great shape. He's as fit and as strong as I've ever seen him, and he's been brilliant for us all year. He's done a great job in Hugh McFadden, the first group game, and there tonight I thought he'd done a right good job on Oisín Gallan, who's one of the top forwards in Donegal. So